Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're opening the phones up during this hour and the next to talk about the state of the world. It was Conrad Black of the New York Sun that said the collapse of American influence recalls disintegration of the Soviet Union. And that is exactly what Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has been likening it to. That's what we've been likening it to. This is a big deal. This is a very, very big deal. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is going to pop in for about 15 minutes to give us his take on that. And then we're going to continue with your calls. But right now, let's go back to your calls. We'll also be analyzing Obama's speech about America doesn't do pinpricks. And the psychology there is, don't worry, don't you want to smash something in the old days? CNN's trotting out their analysts. Look, here's the ships. Here's the graphics. Here's how the missiles work. Don't you want to see the missiles work? It's like a video game. Remember in 1990 how we sold you? But now you realize that we represent the same global elite robbing you? Now it's not fun? You mean we conned you for a while, but now you're waking up to your morals? No, no, don't do that. It's fun. Let's talk about this like we're discussing a picnic or going to see a football game or something. I mean, I watch CNN especially. It's so sickening. But it's okay because it's a liberal war. Meanwhile, more Russian ships are arriving. One known as the Carrier Killer, loaded with anti-ship missiles. Supersonic missiles. Supersonic, ladies and gentlemen. Reminds me of that song from the late 80s. Supersonic. Remember that one? I like that kind of music. Let's go ahead and talk to, who was it? J.J. Fad, yeah. I mean, it's mindless brain cotton candy, but so what? Paul Revere in California, as the governor says. You're on the air. How you doing today, Paul?
Yes, sir. From one Paul Revere to another Paul Revere, I'd like to thank you very much for the awakening, the grand awakening you have given the
So I must have done a very good Schwarzenegger, because then it segued into a British accent, but yeah. Maybe an MP.
Don't get upset. Paul Revere was a racist. That's it. Don't talk like that. Take some Prozac there. Drink some fluoride. You're getting sleepy. You're getting sleepy. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm going to not be rude and stutter or stammer. Paul Revere, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome to NPR, state-funded media, brought to you by David Rockefeller. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I was just wondering if you could maybe put some more fluoride in the water, because people here in California don't seem to be asleep enough. With those new gun bills that is on the governor's desk today, you know, I think what we need to do is we need to have more vaccinations, more fluoride in the water.
Well, it's worked so good disarming everyone in Chicago and New York and D.C. with the highest crime rates. Why not do more?
Yes, well, Alex, I was listening to your analysis and breakdown of the people of Los Angeles the other day on the radio, and I found it fascinating that you would be so spot on with the amount of vampires that are here. Why do you have to call us vampires, Alex? We're out for freedom. We just do as we say. You don't need to worry about the man behind the curtain. Of course,
that's right. That's right. Oh, come to me, child. I have candy and a puppy. The government loves you. Obama cares. Don't be racist.
Cancer in sweets. Yes, absolutely. Step into my car. Don't
worry. Take some shots. Oh, we love you. Oh.
Oh, man. What a world we're living in. What a world we're living in. But, you know, there is hope. I do believe.
Oh, you are doing a British accent. You really are from the UK.
Well, I'm from that part of the world. I won't give out my true identity.
It sounds like you've been here for, you've been here about 20 years though, right?
Yeah, I've been here for 20 years. You're absolutely spot on, my man.
I can hear your voice. Yeah, it's about 20. We're going to come right back to you. Stay there, Paul Revere. Obviously, on 9/11, we're going to have Paul Revere for more than that's a caller right there. And then John, Cynthia, Matthew, Tracy.
Stay with us.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tuned into National Public Radio, funded with taxpayer money and also big billionaire generational wealth families. Hi, you know, there's 2 million bikers, veterans, that think they're allowed to bike through D.C., but they were told they're not allowed to. And something really naughty happened today. Something really naughty and bad. They said they were going to go ahead and do it. And so we're going to be covering these extremists today. You've noticed the Homeland Security warnings saying veterans are the number one terror threat. Well, now you see how truthful that is. Everybody take vaccines, drink fluoride, and turn in your firearms today. Remember how scary 9/11 was? Yeah, we'll protect you. Everything okay? Let us just take all those rights away and let us set up this technological system to keep you safe, okay?
I think more and more I should combine NPR with the South Park teacher voice and the toilet safety police. You know, America is turning into the toilet safety police everywhere you go. Here, I'm a minimum wage criminal TSA agent with felony backgrounds, or I'm a defrocked priest, and so now I take specific interest, in guess what? I mean, it is amazing what we put up with, and we see our world being designed and set up to provide places of power for parasites and miscreant control freaks who revel in manipulating our lives. Paul Revere in California, I held you over in the last segment. He wanted to talk about solutions on the 12-year anniversary of the date the globalists believe destroyed the Republic. But I believe that they jumped the shark and that now false flag is part of the popular nomenclature and that it is now backfiring on them. But time will tell. But go ahead, Paul Revere, with your comments.
Yes, Alex. So you mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast how you thought that it was actually more like our Lexington moment, 9/11. And, of course, as a Paul Revere fanatic, when Dr. Joseph Warren and myself got together and started to wake up the hillsides around Acton, Concord, Lexington, we were without Facebook, without Twitter, without telephones, texting, internet.
And you were also terrorist extremist.
Oh, yeah, well, that's right, Alex. We were terrorist extremists, but don't pay no mind to that.
We were able.
Maybe this is how we do the show now. If you call in, you have to talk in an NPR voice.
Okay, Alex. Well, by the way, Alex,
we run your life and your races. We tell you what to do, or we'll say you're guilty. But if you do what we say, we'll pat you on the head while taking your wallet. I'm really a liberal trendy. I'm not a high-tech, advertisement warfare system. Oh, hi. Never mind the drones and the men in black uniforms. We're liberal. Oh, it's non-threatening.
I'm telling you, the Nazis would have wore pink uniforms and said you were racist if you didn't report to a sand ditch to be shot in the head. If Hitler showed up today and said, kill yourself or you're racist, the average American would take a double-edged dagger and ram it into the throat. His blood spread. I don't want to be racist, Hitler. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I mean, I'm convinced you could probably walk up to women now in grocery stores and say, if you don't come home with me and have sex with me, you're a racist. And I think liberal women would say, let's go right now. Okay, well, I'm going to bash your brains out of your racist. Good. The ball-peen hammer. Bang, bang. Like, I'm sorry. It's like it's, we're beating ourselves over the head with a bunch of miscreant control freaks. I'm sorry, Paul Revere. Finish your point, extremist. Just talking to a racist like you freaks me out.
Well, don't be a freak out. By the way, those extremists in Washington, D.C., you know what the answer is, Alex. We need to ban bicycles, especially bicycles over 10 speeds. And that are painted.
Well, you can't trust a citizen with a big motorcycle. I mean, you might do something bad. You saw they defied the order, so we're going to have to ban all motorcycles, like the clown that made fun of Obama. Now all the clowns have to pay hundreds of dollars for sensitivity training. They're all guilty. Everyone that has a motorcycle needs to be given a ticket now for defying the incredible. Can we see the wonderful DC police chief? Can we see Janet Reno's friend? I mean, I'm sorry, racist. What else was that, Paul?
Well, like I said, we were able to wake up 14,000 people by the end of April 20th, 1775.
But see, those people hadn't been drinking fluoride all day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those were men that when someone who were nice and loving to their families, but if you tried to push them around, they couldn't back down because they were men. It's not normal to just keep backing down, but this whole world is about teaching us to back down, and I'm done doing it. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, there was a famous quote by Captain Levi Preston when he was asked years later, and he said, the fact why we went to war is that they did not want us to govern ourselves, and we were always meant to. And, to
promote. Hi, I'm with the TSA. Your wife's lovely. Gonna have to check her panties.
I'm sorry, we had Jan Napolitano pop in for a minute on the show. I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Oh, dear. Well, get involved.
Bin Laden might be hiding in there.
Well, by the way, you actually run Al-Qaeda, though.
Never mind that. Never mind that. Got to check your baby's diaper for a bomb. Sorry, go ahead, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, I belong to a group that we teach marksmanship and heritage. They're called the Appleseed Project. I know that you've had scouts on the
show. Racist!
We teach marksmanship and heritage. I'd encourage every one of your listeners to get involved because that's one way that I'm changing the country. I am.
Well, that's right. We should start a project. I'm not going to say the name before somebody grabs it. I have an idea. I'll tell you as soon as we get the domain. And I promise I've had so many good ideas. I have to read over like the 300 I've bought like a madman. No wonder I'm broke half the time. Anyways, people collect stamps and collect domain names and never use them. Thank you so much, Paul Revere. What a terrorist, folks. I apologize for having such a... Well, number one, he's white, which means he's bad. Number two, he's talking about liberty and freedom and standing up and men being men. Sexist! 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 But we've got to... Oh, you men won't go right through. Your wife, though. I'm going to need to have a meeting with you, honey. Just like Twilight Zone. It's whatever your flavor. If you're a woman that likes women, you get to go grope them. If you're a shaved head guy who likes to shove other men around for no reason and try to intimidate them, well, this is the job for you. You know, this is the job for you. I'd love to see these so-called bouncers and tough guys. Like, just like go out in the middle of like East Texas or West Texas. Just like walk into some hardware store and talk to people like that. Just walk up to maybe some 50-year-old guy that you outweigh by 100 pounds. Why don't you start a fight with him? He'll rip your head off, buddy. Why don't you go get in the rodeo? You're so tough. Learn how to steer wrestle. You're so tough. Why don't you go out there and, you know, grab a 1,000-pound cow and throw it on the ground? You're so tough. No, you're not tough. You want to be in little isolated places where you can be the winner and you can be the boss and you can be in control when you're a bunch of cowardly scum. All right, let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
You know, one thing I resent about Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, first off, the fact that they still believe the fairy tale of 911, and second off, that they've been talking on TV, they've already convicted Assad of that chemical attack, when there's no proof that he did it as of yet.
Well, actually, I mean, I've seen Rand Paul and Ted Cruz say there's not proof of that. And they are playing politics a little. Let me just tell you, Ron Paul's gone public about false flags. Ron Paul knows what really happened on 9/11. He's out of Congress. I can, you know, tell you just from what he said, what he's written. He's smart as I am, or smarter. He's as smart as you are. He knows. He's talked about it before. That clearly there's a history of false flags. And anyway, you slice it, our government helped create Al Qaeda, so they did it inadvertently. And then you can't debate it. And so when they go, we shouldn't be Al Qaeda's air force. Nobody's saying Assad's perfect. Assad isn't perfect. You don't come and say, Assad's a wonderful guy, and you say, look, he didn't attack anybody. Sure, it's a quasi-dictatorship, but it's better than Al-Qaeda. It's not our business. I mean, you've heard Rand Paul come out and say that Assad did the chemical attack?
Yeah, I heard him yesterday, I think it was. Last night I heard him.
Oh, yeah, that speech he did. I didn't have time to watch the whole thing. I mean, he may have been playing devil's advocate, like, you know, even if Assad did the chemical, I haven't seen it yet. I mean, what did he say?
Oh, he just said that, yeah, we shouldn't get involved, but Assad did this, and we think we should be tried in an international tribunal or something like that, you know. Now, I told you last week that I thought that the fact that some of those Syrians survived that chemical attack by using homemade gas masks, that it was probably chlorine gas. And the fact that chlorine gas is so simple to make, you could go to a swimming pool supply store and get the stuff to do it. Anybody could do it.
That's right. You were an NBC guy in the Army, right?
Yes. And chlorine gas in low doses, it's a suffocating gas. But if you're on a...
No, chlorine gas, there's always disasters down in Houston and Texas City. Every decade or so, kill a bunch of people. When a couple of those tanks mix and chlorine gas gets dumped out.
Ban chlorine. It's racist. I'm sorry.
I said in low doses, if you're on the outlying edges of the attack, it acts like a tear gas. That's why they got those videos of those kids running around the hospital.
Well, look, clearly some of those people have been hit with something, but I've seen new videos where they're flopping around. It's fake. It looks like some fake holy rolling stuff. I mean, it just totally fake.
Now, chlorine gas is a crude gas. Assad's got nerve agents, and he's not going to mess around with chlorine gas. If he's going to use a chemical or weapon, he's going to be a nerve agent. And it drops the size of a pinhead anywhere on your skin.
I don't have to respond. I don't have to respond to your facts, racist. How does that feel? I'm better than you now. I said racist. 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 What do you say to that, racist? Nanny nanny boo boo. You're a racist.
What do you say to that, racist?
The only thing that, the only way you can survive a nerve gas attack.
Racist!
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Then I'll go right back to your phone calls. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy, Department of Treasury, father of Reaganomics, frequent guest because his analysis has been so accurate and spot on in the now close to a decade we've been having him on. He wrote a few weeks ago that the diplomatic implosion of the new lie to escalate the ongoing proxy war in Syria signified the beginning of the collapse of the U.S. empire like the Soviet Union. And that's something that I've been saying as well, just as you can see it there, clear as the nose on your face. Conrad Black wrote a piece that pretty much followed what Roberts said a few weeks before. Collapse of American influence recalls disintegration of Soviet Union, fall of France. Only 9/11, which they intend to be the murderous blow on our republic, to transfer us into a militarized imperial system, only that has propped it up this long, and I believe a new one will fail. People really know now about false flag. There's a mass awakening happening. That's my view. I agree with Roberts that there's a collapse in confidence in the system, but I don't know his view on how big the awakening is or if he disagrees. We'll find out right now, and we, of course, carry his news articles up on Infowars.com. You can go to his site, paulcraigroberts.org. Excellent site with all of his analysis, and you can find his books there. Dr. Roberts, you heard my intro there. Where are we historically? My gut tells me the stars are aligning, but within this paradox, within this corridor, within this crossroads, the enemy could also really pull some stuff as well.
Well, they won't give up. I'm pretty sure of that. You know, what's so strange, Alex, is the world now is looking to Russia for leadership. It's a real switch from the latter half of the 20th century. So I think that the United States has done itself in with its lies. It should not have tried to pull off in Syria the same level of lies that it used for Iraq or Libya. So I think the world is caught on, and it's left the United States in a very isolated position. It has to be embarrassing to be a superpower and have your main puppet state, the United Kingdom, vote down your war plans. I think that there is still some risk. You see, Putin simply outsmarted the White House moron. And when the Russians announced that the Syrians would give up their nuclear weapons and put them under international control, the White House didn't know what to do. They had the rug pulled out from under them. So they sent out their French puppet to tell the Russians that France would draw up the agreement and would stick in there the option of military action against Syria. Well, the Russians know what that means, and so they, of course, won't stand for that, because once they get any kind of agreement that has a military option, they'll claim it has to be utilized. So I think for now the United States is very much on the defensive. It hasn't any diplomacy. It's abandoned even by most of its puppets. The curious thing is France. You know, I can remember when the French were very proud and independent. Charles de Gaulle would not let France be in NATO. He said he didn't want to be part of some American operation, that France was a sovereign country. And now it seems that they're very willing to be Washington's whore. But other than that, there's really no support for Washington.
It is insane. You said on my broadcast about 5 years ago that the U.S. had lost its soft power. And before, there were really not a lot of good countries out there. So even though America wasn't perfect, the world looked at us as the good guys. We're now seen as the bad guys. And now they're calling, you know, on Drudge Report, Putin leader of the free world. I mean, that's got to really shake up the Council on Foreign Relations.
Oh, yes, I think it has. It's they overreached. They let their hubris run away with them. You see, I think what happened, they got away with 9/11. And they figured if people were stupid enough to fall for their asinine explanation of 9/11, that they could tell people anything. And so they began doing that, just telling them anything. And they got carried away with it. Well, enough time passed, and enough people, such as yourself, made efforts. And people began catching on, and they began seeing the pattern.
Absolutely. Stay there, Doctor. Robert's going to come back and look at 9/11 12 years later. We'll look into your crystal ball and tell us what you see coming in the future.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, don't feel bad that the American Empire is in trouble. It's not really an American Empire. It's a Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, military-industrial complex system that is totally divorced from reality, that for hundreds of years has been financing both sides of European wars, and is absolutely predatory. We're going to be talking to Dr. Paul Greg Roberts about that and what he sees, what the different options are, what the best-case scenario is versus worst-case, and then he's going to leave us in about 12 minutes or so, and then we'll go directly back to your phone calls. It is the sponsors of this broadcast that make the show possible, and we bring you the best sponsors. InfidelBodyArmor.com is the most affordable, hardcore, non-ceramic, level 3 body armor in all major sizes. They've got backpacks, so much gear. It's really an amazing site with amazing videos. They've got magazines, you name it. It's just an awesome, awesome company. People are really loving it. InfidelBodyArmor.com or 888-608-6605. Regular stuff only stops 6 rounds. What about the 7th? Find out what stops hundreds. InfidelBodyArmor.com. And speaking of guns and self-defense, GunLawsLive.com. Without a very clear understanding of what your rights are in a deadly force situation, you are at risk of doing the right thing at the wrong time. And you can go to GunLawsLive.com and find out the proper ways to protect yourself. Gun Laws Live, Deadly Force Webinar, presented by one of the top experts, gun authors, a nationally recognized gun law attorney, can get you inside information. This is invaluable info in this deteriorating, degenerating society. Find out more. Find out the facts. Find out the precedent. Find out the law, not the disinfo. GunLawsLive.com. One-time deal. GunLawsLive.com. Check it out and find other materials there at GunLawsLive.com. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, we are supported by you, not by government like NPR and MSNBC. Oh, yeah, MSNBC gets government money. Look it up. Type in MSNBC gets government money. You'll find out all about it. A lot of money. Billions a year. We're funded by the sponsors and by you. Going to InfoWars.com. I went to the Iron Maiden Megadeth concert last night, and I'm not going to exaggerate. I probably saw 50 InfoWars t-shirts at it. Very exciting. Very exciting. Great way. And I found groups of people that were wearing the t-shirts that were hanging out together. So it was an open, you know, not assigned seating, who were getting together by meeting each other wearing the t-shirts. So it's a great way to meet other Paul Revere's in your area and to support our broadcast. InfoWarsStore.com. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And again, thank you all for your support. Now, speaking of great resources to understand what's happening, a great place to start is paulcraigroberts.org. And if you just tuned in, he's the former head of policy at the Treasury, the father of Reaganomics. He was involved in diplomacy and has won international awards in diplomacy for working to phase in the transition of the fall of the Soviet Union. So he's uniquely placed to be able to break this down for us. And he's a part of a lot of the most prominent Washington think tanks as well. And he's been warning of the real direction America's going because of losing soft power and becoming completely immoral in the governing level. So in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to try to give you the floor, sir. I'd like you to break down the question I prefaced, looking out, what concerns you, what do you see as positive, what do you expect the establishment, the craven establishment to do, full of hubris, and other key points that you think people should be made aware of out there?
Well, Alex, this question of yours would be much easier to answer when we see if the Obama regime and the Israelis and the Israel lobby can maneuver somehow around the agreement that the Russians have brought forth, that the Syrians are simply dispossess themselves of all chemical weapons. Now, if the Obama regime can't get around that, it really means the end of the neoconservative project for a new American century, in which they laid out all the countries they were going to overthrow. You know, Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria.
Another 100-year Reich that would never die, that died in just a decade. Yeah.
Right, but if it stops and they can't get Syria, then that whole program has been defeated, and I don't think they want to give it up. It's a very important thing to the neoconservatives, to the military security complex, to Wall Street, to the Israeli government, and these are powerful forces, and they will do whatever they can to get around the fact that Russia and Syria have removed the manufactured excuse by the Obama regime for continuing on this policy of conquest. So I don't think we can't answer it until we see what happens. What does the Obama regime do now? And once we see that, if, for example, they go and pull off some other false flag event and blame Syria and claim self-defense. For example, it'd be very easy for the Israelis to have the so-called Syrian rebels to launch chemical weapons onto Israel. And then Israel can claim self-defense and doesn't need a UN resolution or any kind of cover
Exactly. That's what I've been predicting. But the problem, and now the Russians say they have intel, but now no one buys it. And a lot of the Israelis that call into the show, they don't want to side with Al-Qaeda. I think it's the fact that the West is backing Al-Qaeda has shown the emperor has no clothes. But Israel or the elements running it, how do they think they're going to get away with putting Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria?
Well, it suits the purpose because it destroys, first of all, no one will be in charge. It'll be like Iraq today. The government doesn't really have control, or like Libya.
It's an immoral destabilization program.
It destabilizes, it turns the people against each other, and there's no organized government. And, of course, the main purpose of this is to further radicalize the Muslims so that it spreads into the Russian and Chinese populations. You know, both countries have Muslim populations.
That's the key. And you crystallize it. On record, the secret of the clash of civilizations is they are using radical Islam like a new form of globalist New World Order Anglo-American colonization of worldwide destabilization while using the Muslim threat to take our rights at home as well. What a masterstroke.
Well, you summed it up. That's exactly what the policy is. But, you see, if it stops now in Syria, I don't know what they'll do. Of course, they have a lot of hubris. I mean, you had to have a lot of hubris to stage this obviously transparent lie that Assad had used chemical weapons. First of all, suppose he did. It's none of our business. He didn't use them against us. He's not attacked anyone. He's defending the country from outside invaders. And so the fact that he's used chemical weapons or didn't use chemical weapons, it doesn't give the United States an excuse.
But clearly he didn't. I mean, and it carries.
I know he didn't. Of course he didn't. But I'm just saying, even if he did, it's made a difference. It's still not an excuse. There's nothing in the international law that says the United States can attack a country that uses chemical weapons against an enemy who attacks it.
Well, that's what's so amazing is Obama says we're not going to have boots on the ground. They started the war, as you said. It's outrageous.
Yeah. Well, the United States uses chemical weapons continuously. I mean, what do you think white phosphorus is?
Or DU.
Uranium. And look what the United States did to the people in Vietnam with Agent Orange. You know, there's over 150,000 kids born with facial deformities from Agent Orange. I mean, the United States is the biggest and worst user of chemical weapons. In fact, the United States has used more chemical weapons against more people than every other country in the world combined. So, obviously, when they stand on this high horse, it's just fabricated. It's an orchestrated excuse. So they want to attack it. So now the excuse they fabricated, the Russians have taken it away from them. They'll try to get another excuse. And it's true. People see through them now. But when you're full of hubris, you make mistakes. And so the United States government is completely capable of making an even bigger fool of itself. And then what you have to worry about when they realize that the whole world sees through them, that they're despised, that they pull out the nukes. You can't trust people. The kind of people that are in the United States government really can't be trusted with BB guns, much less with nuclear weapons. Why don't we have the United States turn over its chemical weapons? The whole world would be a lot safer. Let Syria keep theirs, but get them away from the Americans. That's what's dangerous, especially the nuclear weapons. If the world wants to be safe, they've got to get the weapons of mass destruction away from the United States.
Because we're occupied. How do we get the word out that this isn't really even the U.S. government and that it's these kleptocratic, you know, financial interests that love to use destabilization?
Well, you know, it looks to me like we're headed into a depression. I mean, we've never had a recovery. There's nothing to drive the economy. And I would expect that a year from now we'll be in a depression. And this may help people see that they don't really have a government, that no one represents them. that everything is keyed toward a handful of powerful private interest groups. I think just as things unfold and develop, people catch on. That's about the only way. I mean, you can sit down and try to tell them, and you run into a lot of resistance.
You know, I run into a lot less, though, Dr. Roberts. I mean, I really see positive things happening out there on the street. And, you know, what hurts my feelings is, just for humanity, how they use the balkanization. I'm not anti-Israel. You've never been anti-Israel. You get called anti-Israel because you point out it's immoral for the people running the Israeli government to be putting al-Qaeda into a country and to be caught arming them, just like Turkey's doing and the French and everybody else. We're not anti-France when we say it's wrong the French government's doing it. We're not anti-America when we say Obama's wrong. It's like this hands-off, don't criticize Israel. I think that's backfiring, and it's really making it sexy to criticize Israel in outlandish ways instead of really criticizing Israel for what's wrong.
Well, I think the Israel lobby overused the anti-Semitic slur because now, anyone who criticizes any aspect of Israeli policy is said to be anti-Semitic. So now they have to apply it to a whole range of very prominent intellectual Jews. So almost the entirety of the Jewish intelligentsia now are said to be anti-Semitic or self-hating Jews. So it doesn't work for them anymore. What it originally meant, anti-Semitic, meant somebody who hates the Jewish people. Well, what it means now is that anybody that makes even a mild criticism of any policy that the Israeli government follows.
Well, I see this also backfiring. Like Ed Asner came out and said, Hollywood, I've been told this, but people are afraid to criticize Obama because they'll be called racist. And so now any criticism of Obamacare, it's all racist. And I think that's been overused as well. And there's a real backlash happening.
That's right. You're right. But what it also shows is when they have to take refuge in racist or anti-Semitic, it means that their policies cannot stand examination. And so they prevent anybody looking at the policies by throwing up this barrage of name-calling. So it really shows how weak the position, the intellectual or the integrity position is of the two countries when they pull this type of thing. Oh, you criticize America, you must not like black people. Oh, you criticize Israel, you must hate Jews. This shows that their policies cannot stand examination. So I think it's a further sign of their weakness.
What does your gut tell you how this is going to end? Because I see even mainstream media saying Obama's buying his own propaganda. The government looks like a joke. We're imploding. I see the power structure itself beginning to realize that they've way overplayed and that any confidence they had left is draining away very quickly. I mean, I've got my ear to the ground. And let me tell you, I mean, this is collapse level. And just like the Soviet Union probably really collapsed in the mid-80s, it didn't happen until 1991 officially. I think now they may still start World War III and I guess win that way by blowing the earth up. But my gut and intellectually, historically tells me I think they've already collapsed or they're in the process of collapsing right now.
Well, I agree with you. I think they've been exposed and the world no longer has any confidence in anything that the United States government says or the Israeli government. And they're exposed and that they are collapsing. Now, it doesn't mean they won't convince themselves in some way out of it, or they have a way to recoup, or they won't do something stupid. That's still entirely a possibility. And I think we should talk about this again in a week or two or whenever, when we see what is the outcome. You know, Kerry is very upset that the Russians outsmarted him. And so is the Israeli government. And so they're mad. They're angry because they had it all set for an attack, and now they can't. So let's see how if they're defeated or if they pull something else. And if they're defeated, then I think we see a lot more hope. And really what people should do. They should use this defeat to start removing these people from public office.
Well, that's the move to impeachment. We got Walter Jones coming on. He called us today. I think tomorrow. He's been very busy. But, I mean, we've got to really take the moral high ground here and keep pushing. And also explain, a fall of the American empire is good for America. We pay for it. We don't get any of the spoils now. Israel not being used for this global hegemonic technocracy that wants to destabilize everything not controlled by the hedge funds so they can suck these countries dry. I think Israel not trying to expand is in the end going to be good for Israel, because I think if they just keep pushing into Armageddon, that's what we're going to get.
That's exactly. You're right. I agree with that. I think that's the correct diagnosis, prognosis, and we'll have to just see what they do about Russia and the Syrian solution. If they accept it, then I think we've had a major change, all for the better.
But they'll continue to inject more al-Qaeda in. I think we should point out that our government's funding al-Qaeda and Jordan is sending them in. We should hammer that and call for that to be stopped. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, let's get a weekly update, or as soon as things change, we'll have you back on. Thank you for the time.
I enjoyed talking to you, Alex.
Enjoy talking to you. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, leaving us. All right, we're going to come back, go to your calls. We got calls for about 30 minutes the next hour. Then Dr. Edwin Vieira, constitutional scholar, is going to join us to talk about how to impeach Obama.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
It's the Mountain House Super Sale, right now at BePrepared.com. This month only, every can is 40% off. Try the delectable flavor of scrambled eggs with bacon, only $20.39, regularly $33.99. Or taste Mountain House Beef Stroganoff, normally $28.49, now only $17.09. In the mood for dessert, try a number 10 can of raspberry crumble for only $16.49, usually priced at $27.49. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
You know, they say the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And Obama was going to be the new Christ. And instead, he is seriously destructive to the globalists. I want to be clear, though. This is the really dangerous time right now where they're going to throw curveballs, you name it. you've got a collection of groups that want to, I mean, that's what groups always do. They always want to take land, take infrastructure. But the key here to get out to everybody, then we're going to your calls, is exactly what I said. And I know I've said this on air, but we need to quantify it and get the narrative, the true narrative out to everybody. The West has been radicalizing Islam for about 100 years to use it as a weapon to take over groups that are not radical as a way to destabilize them, then get control of the groups, and then finance the groups to attack other people. So there is a global caliphate forming. That's true. But they're always like, let Homeland Security take all your rights, or the caliphate will get you. Meanwhile, it is a radical caliphate to destroy moderate Islam. And what I would say, you know, real Islam. And so it's a false clash of civilizations. And Dick Cheney, you know, wrote white papers on it, how they are going to fund radical Islam and then have clashes with it. And that's what all these governments are doing. I mean, why did Israel get caught? Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, creating fake al-Qaeda groups to stage bombings every time they wanted to have a diversion. It was like Clinton bombing in Sudan, the famous aspirin factory they said was making chemical weapons. Remember that? And it was when it came out he was lying about Monica Lewinsky. Now, that would have become the big story. Oh, he lied to us. He might have had to step down. So instead, he fired missiles at an aspirin factory. And then when more stuff came out, they attacked Iraq, saying they didn't let inspectors in. So, see, war is just good for all these corporations, these companies. Turkey wants a war to divert from their political stuff. Israel wants one. The communist French, Hollande, they're in a huge scandal how they all have secret bank accounts with billions in it of euros. They don't pay taxes while raising the taxes to above 100% on the nouveau riche. You think the Rothschild French pay taxes? No, they're all offshore. You think it's all come out, folks. So they have to change the subject. They don't want us talking about Warren Buffett, the biggest recipient of the last six or seven rounds of bailouts in the last 6 years, 5.5 years since 2008. They don't want that when he's up there sponsoring news shows on This Week on ABC News. Since it's the end, sponsored by his foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, he's part of that. And he's on the show every week as a hero saying, raise taxes, rich people are rich, raise taxes. He gets your money. When you make $50,000 a year now, that's rich. And it goes to that piece of crud. I mean, you understand how angry this makes me? I mean, the level of the fraud is galactic in scope. It is a total hoax. The government runs Al-Qaeda. They don't run them too good, though, because they like to upload videos of themselves nerve gassing. And you watch them load the nerve gas. There's attack after attack the last year on the end of a rocket, you know, on the end of a mortar rocket. And then they are so happy, you know, celebrating, because they're a rock star now, folks. Their family's going to get $200,000, $300,000 from the Saudi royal family or the Qatar royal family. I mean, they've only got to launch 5 or 6 attacks, tape it, come back. They're a rock star, baby. They're set for life. But still, no one could stop them from uploading the videos of hacking Christian children up, murdering people, because this is their rock star. This is their narcissism. This is their Miley Cyrus licking on a sledgehammer. This is what they do. They can't help it. Yeah, there it is. Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood to Coptic Christians, convert to Islam or pay a tax. Be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.